You guys remember Joe Biden, the supposed president of the United States, who I guess technically still is, even though he's been MIA ever since the Democrat coup forced him out of the race back in July. Well, over the weekend, his caretakers, as a gesture of kindness, allowed him out of the White House and in front of cameras were a press conference with the Prime Minister of India. And as usual, that turned out to be a big mistake because Joe Biden forgot why he was there and who he was with.
So I want to thank you all for being here. And now, who am I introducing next? Who's next?
Distinguished guests, the Prime Minister of the Republic of India.
Sadly, his dementia has advanced so rapidly that his caretaker Jill now has to sit in and lead the cabinet meetings at the White House. And by the way, this is the first one that they have had in almost a year. The first one that they've actually had in 2024. Joe Biden hasn't even met with his own cabinet this entire year. It's been 11 months. And then when they finally held one this weekend, it was headed up by his caretaker.
She's talked about the fact that sometimes the White House, in her words, surprises you. And for somebody who has worked on women's health issues for her whole career, frankly, as a teacher, but also as the second lady and now as the first lady, she said one of the things that struck her the most was the inequities in medical research, funding for medical research
Where
for women. So this is an important priority of hers that
who
she had the opportunity
the
to at this cabinet.
But unlike old Joe, Kamala has a very good memory. In fact, she has all of her talking points down pat, and she repeats them every time she's in front of a camera.
So I was raised as a middle-class kid.
I grew up a middle-class kid.
I grew up a middle-class kid.
I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people.
You mean the criminal, illegal alien invaders?
You know, we have ambitions and aspirations and dreams.
The Democrat Party has ambitions, aspirations, and dreams to destroy America, we know.
The ambition, the aspiration, the dream.
I started my career as a prosecutor.
I was a career prosecutor for most of my career.
Having a background as a prosecutor.
I think she means a prostitutor. Starting her career with her boyfriend, Willie Brown, who was 30 years her senior. And over the weekend, this black commentator on MSNBC shocked the hosts, their fellow panelists, undoubtedly the producers and the executives, and the audience by admitting the truth about Kamala Harris's pathetic and bizarre interview with Oprah Winfrey last week.
I think that there were times during that interview where it looked like Oprah was trying to figure out where VP Harris was going. And I think when we're looking at this circumspectly, when we're talking about battleground states and talking to working everyday Americans, utilizing a billionaire who's not dealing with the cost of inflation, with stagnant wages, with stagnant industries, is really just out of touch. And I think that's what he really meant to say, is that hiding behind Hollywood, as opposed to really just talking about the policies of your administration, may not be working specifically in battleground states.
That is literally rich, Whitley.
Thank you. It's wealthy.
A rich man. Come on.
Kamala had such memorable moments during that live stream that some of her answers should be quoted alongside JFK and Abraham Lincoln in the history books with brilliance like this.
We are an optimistic people. We are an optimistic people. Americans, by character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be. And we believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being. Because the people before us understood.
Okay, that's enough. This woman is in way over her head and is suffering from what's called imposter syndrome, which is a feeling that certain people have who are thrust into positions of power or celebrity when they know that they don't have the skills or the qualifications to actually be there, and they know that, and so then they can't help but just feel like phonies, like they don't deserve the fame, the adoration, the fake qualifications and the money that it is that they're getting. And this woman knows that she is not qualified for the job and is trying to fake it, hoping that she'll make it. And occasionally, the mainstream media, which has been working overtime trying to gaslight the American people into believing this nonsense, that she is the most qualified person to be president ever, sometimes even they are expressing their frustrations with the fact that she won't sit down and face them because she's afraid to be asked questions.
She's not sitting down for regular interviews or fielding questions from the press, certainly not to the degree that her counterpart Donald Trump is.
Regular interviews. She has sat down for, I believe, two interviews. One with the Clown News Network, which was a highly edited and scripted interview. And then one with Oprah, her friend, which was just a propaganda piece. Basically, a primetime infomercial promoting her.
Why? Why is she not doing more interviews to talk about her policies and answer some of the questions that voters have about her policies and on her change on her views in some of them?
Well, Jake, she's done interviews, and I know that we would love, or you would love, to see her sit down every single day with CNN and do interviews, but she's a very busy person.
She's just too busy these days, but she always used to find the time to sit down and chum it up with her favorite shows.
Poor hubby.
No.
But I think this gamer chick named Melanie Mack sums it up better than most.
If you're a man and you vote for a woman to be president, you're a f**k.
Now, unfortunately, because this is YouTube, I had to bleep that. But if you didn't make that out, she did use the word that rhymes with maggot. We've never seen this level of gaslighting and such desperate attempts to try to rebrand and repackage and sell a candidate to the American people as we're seeing the mainstream media push today.
Look, I'm confident that Kamala Harris is somebody that will actually solve the border issue rather than keep it going for purely political reasons and for dividing us. We need somebody who's going to unite us, and of course that includes securing our border.
Kamala Harris is now going to secure the border. This is Colorado's governor, by the way. And look at how stunned the clowns on CBS are when they learn what the average American wants for America.
You've seen the Trump campaign talking about mass deportations. We tested that in a general way in principle. Would you support a new government program that would deport all people living in the U.S. illegally? And that finds majority favor. That finds 6 in 10. It's strongest among folks who are MAGA. It's strongest among Trump supporters, but also from some Democrats as well. And I think that that speaks to the general idea, not just that people see the border as a crisis, but also where we are in the campaign, where a lot of very dramatic or, new proposals out there are finding favor here.
It's unusual to the Democrats living in their ivory towers that the majority of Americans want the illegal aliens deported. And I would add that they should not only pay for their deportation, they should also be fined to pay for all of the other resources that they have used once they step foot illegally in our country. But illegal aliens aren't the only thing that are coming across the border from Mexico that shouldn't be here. San Diego residents are familiar with the Mexico sewage problem that for decades has ruined the beaches along the U.S.-Mexico border, especially over the last 2.5 years, where Imperial Beach, the beach that is down there on the border, has been unsafe to swim in for over 900 days now. For 2.5 years, beautiful Imperial Beach is so polluted with sewage that Mexico is dumping into the ocean that nobody can swim, nobody can step foot in the ocean there. The Democrats usually care about the environment, but not when the environment is being ruined by Mexico. And again, literally, and you probably have never seen this on the national news. I don't know why this isn't actually part of the campaign. A major beach in a major American city has been closed for 2.5 years because of the sewage that Mexico is dumping in the ocean. Those are the kind of uncomfortable facts that people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Hillary Clinton, who recently crawled back out of the pit of hell to promote a new book, want people arrested for.
We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. It's one thing to have differing opinions, but it's another thing entirely to just say things that are false. And so that's something that we're looking into.
Oh, they're looking into repealing the First Amendment. We know. In case you missed it last week, Hillary Clinton says that if you're posting sexist or supposedly racist things about Kamala Harris, that you might be a Russian agent and you should be arrested.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
Because censoring people on the right is the only way that the Marxist Democrats can hope to stop our message from spreading. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, and if you want to get a great shirt and sponsor my work, then order my new Trump as Neo in the Matrix shirt from my online store at markdice.com, or click the link in the description below and check it out.